I'm very happy now to welcome to the Radio Cafe Vince Cadlebeck and Victor Romero. They are with the Santa Fe Stories Project. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Hello. Thanks for having us.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good afternoon and morning, since the show airs twice, yes. So there's a lot of stories that people know about Santa Fe, and some of them have become sort of the cliches of our city. This is basically a project to mine a whole bunch of stories that really haven't been told or that haven't become common knowledge.
Yeah, the Santa Fe Stories Project really is an offshoot of a Facebook group called You Know You Are Old School Santa Fe When. That Facebook group is a very popular group. It has like 8,000 members. Victor started it.
Four years ago. January 18th.
Actually. Yeah. So Victor Romero started it. And, you know, it's a place where people get on there and they just talk about the old times. They talk about how Santa Fe used to be in the 50s and 60s and 70s, 80s and 90s. And
it's a taste of home for those New Mexicans or Santa Feans that are around the world. And it's given a great spot for people to go on a social media and have something to do and hopefully learn.
Yeah, so I was on that page and I was looking at all of the information, the images, you know, people's passion for an era of Santa Fe that, you know, that we're calling the post-World War II era.
And, the modern era.
Yeah, modern era, nostalgic era. And I realized, like, you know, there's a lot of really good content here about Santa Fe and a lot of passion behind it. And I was thinking that there's probably a better way to present it than just the Facebook page. Like, the Facebook page is a really good way to sort of network between people and to share it initially, but to really properly...
And create conversation. Yeah,
yeah, but to really properly display it, like, kind of came up with this project called the Santa Fe Stories Project. And Victor jumped on board. The Santa Fe VIP has been sort of a producer of the project so far with me.
What's the Santa Fe VIP?
It's my website. We started it 3 years ago. Actually, I started the Old School Santa Fe group to promote the Santa Fe VIP website. I put together an online calendar for events and happenings around Santa Fe in town.
So Victor jumped on board. And we started with a company called Mindshare, started developing the website for the Santa Fe Stories Project, which is up right now, santafestoriesproject.com.
Yeah.
Santafestories.com. And we're off and running.
And so you're collecting stories not only through the website and through the Facebook page and all of that, but also just, what, going out and talking to people?
Yeah, totally. We have, you know, Santa Fe is very much like, go to Johnny's Cash Store and talk to, you know. And
we've had a very old school response, but yeah. A lot of outreach, which has been amazing. We've had a tremendous amount of response from people, so it's there. People are, the community's into it, and we're just hoping that we can make the best of documenting this in a fun, creative way.
Yeah, and you know, what really makes this project special, and you know, is so that the listeners sort of have an understanding of what we're doing, is, you know, we're taking this content, images, video interviews with people, news stories, or just people's personal stories, you know, whatever sort of content, and we're attaching it to 1,000 different locations.
Literally 1,000.
To specific locations.
Yeah, and that's the number that we're shooting for, is 1,000 locations around town. So, you know, many of those will be in the downtown area, because the eras that we're talking about mainly are associated with the downtown, you know, the plaza and surrounding areas there. So
yeah, because sometimes, I mean, there's people on, I think it was on one of your sites, saying, oh yeah, when I was young, Rodeo Road was dirt.
Oh, yeah, there was nothing to Airport Road. I mean, there was the intersection of Cerritos and Airport, and the next thing you hit was the airport with a few little homesteads in between.
Right.
Yeah,
so,
definitely no Airport Road, Rodeo. I mean, when my parents moved to town in 1976,
well, there will
there
be, because Bellamo started in the 50s and 60s.
But,
so.
Yeah, it's here or there. So we'll basically take all of this content, and we'll attach it to physical locations. You'll be able to walk into, let's say, the Tune Up Cafe, for instance, which is an example we use a lot. And at the Tune Up Cafe, you might see our logo, and you'll see our QR code. and you can scan the QR code at Tune Up Cafe, and what will pop up on your phone or on your tablet is a history of that building. So you might see pictures of it when it was Dave's not here. Or before that, a lot of people don't know this, but before that it was Tomasitas.
The original Tomasitas.
Is that right?
Yeah. So, and then even before that, it was probably someone's house.
It was someone's house.
So it's like, can we find the person who lived there? Can they talk about growing up in that house? And then you have this complete history of this place that is very popular now. It's very trendy. But a lot of people that go there may not have any clue as to what this place has been over time.
Or what it spawned off and has grown here through the city.
So you are basically taking all these different places, linking them with history. People can then find these little, they're sort of funny looking square thingies.
Absolutely.
They're not exactly barcodes, but kind of, and they scan them with their phones, which is a QR code, which is really not rocket science to download the app can do that, although
absolutely.
Many of us have not yet, whatever. But and then you see a history, which is basically a compilation of all these different stories where people's names will be on them, presumably.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes
mm-hmm.
maybe they want to be anonymous. And also, to some extent, pictures.
Yes, absolutely pictures.
And timelines. I mean, we're going to have a timeline of actual time of how long Tomasitas was in this particular address.
Right.
And then when it turned over to Dave and how long Dave's not here, and then Tune Up the lineage. We're going to follow the lineage as far back as like we said, the beginning of what we call the modern era of Santa Fe.
Right.
The beginnings of it.
And the images, images are a really big part of it, absolutely. I mean, that's how people are experiencing
data this year. Instagram.
Or these years.
Right.
Is like through Instagram and through images. So, a real quality way of doing it is like, you're at a cross street or at a stoplight or something, and you can see our logo. That what might pop up on your phone is a picture of that exact cross street from 1960, so that you get like a direct comparison between like what Santa Fe was in 1960 and then where you're standing today.
Kind of like a modern day version of those state markers. You know how you travel and the state marker tells you this is what happened.
Yeah,
a total plaque. That's kind of what we're doing, is a modern version of
that. Yeah, and the smartphone version of that. Now, all of this information, will it be in any one central location, or do you actually have to go to those places to access it?
It will also be accessed through our website, through SantaFeStories.com. So once all of that content is up, you'll be able to go to SantaFeStories.com and search the content based on the locations, but sitting at the comfort of your own home. And it will be divided up by different subgroups. So it might be like, paranormal activity in Santa Fe, or like gay
Julia. We got Julia, our famous ghost at La Posada.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
right.
But so the whole point is to get people out and about and walking.
That's where
and
it really gets special.
Seeing.
Yeah.
Because you get to visit these spots in obviously real time.
And go searching for those funny little codes.
And when you get there, it's kind of fun while you're waiting for your food to be delivered to you. You get a
maybe
real
on
quick
the menu.
History lesson or
about
the location.
Now, you're collecting all these stories. We're talking about the Santa Fe Stories Project with Victor Romero and Vince Cadlebeck. Are there issues of accuracy? Are people spinning yarns?
I hope they do. I mean, honestly, I think in some regards we're going to have to do some like fact checking. But I think when you tell stories, that's sort of part of.
There's a lineage of accuracy that will follow through some stories, and you can filter in and out a lot of the fabrication. But there's so much, like I said, such a huge response that it's kind of nice to have one story with about six
different versions
coming at you, so you can kind of formulate that.
Well, then it's no longer a narrator telling you history.
Absolutely,
it's a bunch
yeah.
of stories, and you can sort of put it together for yourself.
You can pick and choose for yourself.
I mean, I've heard stories about a rainstorm, a flood that happened in the 1960s that had I've heard these crazy stories about water just rushing through the downtown plaza area, and like water getting all the way up as high as like upper crust pizza and stuff, and like I don't know how true this is, and that buildings were just like flooded out and stuff. That's a story that my aunt had, and some other people have talked about that same storm, and it's like I think that's what makes history fun. I also think that's what makes Santa Fe fun. I mean, it's like the city different, you know. And
well, there are newspapers from that time.
Well, see, that's what's kind of fun about it, too, is you can follow that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, what are some of the most interesting or weird stories you've come across so far?
Well, one that we've been bringing up a lot is the Santa Fe High School, and then became Mid-High, was located where City Hall currently is on Marcy Street. So, and one of the stories is, I guess one of the lockers had access, like if you climbed into a locker, it had access into the walls of the building. And so kids would like climb in and out of this locker to ditch school. And so you see kids
so
like climbing
make
in and
snake
out. Make
their
like
way
quick
out.
Quick run to Woolworths and grab a Frito Pie or something.
Yeah, like in between the walls of the school
they
itself.
They could bust out.
So you have like, you have these teachers chasing kids and they jump into a locker and then boom, they're gone.
Right.
Disappear.
That's such a teenage movie.
Oh, right.
Also,
I like the creepier stories.
A really crazy story that I heard was some fiesta in 1970s as a Zobra. You know, it's really packed on the plazas when Zobra's on Fridays, and are they called the brown hats or brown caps? That sort of like the Hispanic pride group from Colorado came down and started messing, sort of causing trouble. And before you knew it, some like big sort of riot sort of broke out on the plaza. And where the story gets really crazy is I heard that like somebody holding a baby sort of got caught in this scuffle and ended up tossing her baby over to somebody to like help have them like save her baby. And then like 2 days later in the New Mexican was like an ad taken out that said, "Hey, I still have your baby. Call me."
Oh, goodness.
And so that, I don't know, that story could be totally false, but somebody told me that recently. So
it's dramatic.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't put it past our city.
Now the city is helping with this, I assume. I mean, if you're going to be posting these little codes all over the city,
you know, there's going to be
crossed.
Yeah, they'll be
still working with them.
There'll be places where it's a business that's giving us permission. A lot of the times, there'll be businesses that give us the permission, or houses, you know, individual residences. When it's like city property,
like the plaza.
Yeah, like the plaza. We're going to have to work with the historical preservation group. And David Rash with the city has been very supportive so far. He wants to be more supportive. We're hoping to get some hours allocated and get some sort of official city
help from them,
sponsorship, which I think right now, just given the transition of mayor and transition of city councilors, I think we'll probably get that, but I think it won't be until later in the spring. But they so far have been supportive.
So fingers crossed.
Yeah. Well, it should be an incredible kind of tourist adventure, even though this is by and for locals for the most part. But at the same time, if I were coming into Santa Fe, I could find the story of every little street corner.
Absolutely.
Including, I mean, you know, I as a former DJ at the Paramount and Bar B, and now it's all gone. And so many people miss that. You know, you're standing on a corner and who knew that there was all this nightlife happening 3 inches from the lamppost.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I mean, and especially when you have, you have people visit Santa Fe and don't really, you know, they're sort of experiencing the Disney version of it, you know, sort of the history that's sort of spoon fed, you know, and this is like our history is authentic. I don't like when people think that our history is not authentic, but this is a history that is, I think, more direct and has more like a more connection to where we are
current
today. Yeah.
Well, and the other thing about it, it has not been mythologized. It doesn't have a kind of everybody knows this. Not yet. But it's also probably,
I'm
suspect, when you come out, it'll be full of contradictions.
Yeah.
You know,
the
beautiful golden era, the violent nasty era. You know.
Yeah. Well, there's still a lot of time if you really think about it, from the 40s to now. I mean, that's 80 years.
That's a lot. Yeah, there's a lot of time to cover. And yeah, of course, I mean, a lot of people say, "Oh, this is the good old days." And then other people are like, "No, that wasn't the good old days."
No, our days were the good old days. You know, we've had that conversation with different generations, and
and
that's what they always think about. It's, well, of course it's golden too, because to anybody at that age, because when you're young, it's still new and exciting until you take off and come back and appreciate it for what it is.
So. Right, exactly. So, you know, do you guys know that joke, how many Santa fans does it take to change a light bulb?
No.
Oh, I like the old bulb so much better.
Oh, yeah, see?
There we have it.
Don't break it. If it's not broken, don't fix it.
So when does this go live?
Well, the whole project will be finished, we're hoping, in June. So we're currently getting content, asking people to submit content at Santa Fe Stories, santafestories.com. And they can go there and they can submit a story or an image or whatever. And we're also doing fundraising now.
Right.
So that's sort of the stage we're in now, sort of like getting content and also getting money. And we're doing fundraising because when we launch the project, which, like I said, will be in June, anybody who wants to experience it can experience it for free. Sure. So there's no charge. You know, you don't have to download. You don't have to pay for an app or anything. It's all free of charge. So in order to pay for the project.
As long as you have a smartphone.
Right.
Or tablet.
But the best way is to follow us on our Facebook pages, our old school, you know, your old school Santa Fe web pages, or the
Santa Fe Stories.
The Santa Fe Stories page. That way
stay up to
we
date.
Can also, what we're going to do is start producing and posting some of these stories, so that way people will get an idea of kind of what they're going for, because it still seems like a lot of people out there are still asking me a lot, like, well, what kind of stories are you looking for? And I'm like,
right.
Well, when we say anything, we really mean anything, so I have to sit there and give them,
examples.
It doesn't matter if your father was the mayor or not the mayor at one point,
right.
But
right.
Your dad knew when Ronald Reagan came to promote Santa Fe Trail movie, and he stayed at his hotel, and there's a story associated to something like that.
Yeah, and we're also looking for like really small stories. I mean,
yeah.
Where did you meet your husband or wife? You know, where did you go on your first date? Where did you have your first kiss? You know, like small stories. And so anything that has, you know, the main part is that if the story is location based, it's going to work for us.
Cross of the Martyrs is going to have a
whole lot of stories
for babies, I'm sure.
Now, you have a Kickstarter campaign, which is actually, you've met your goal, but you're looking for a little bit more so you can add a documentary part to it, and that expires tomorrow. So
if
people want to do their Kickstarter thing, they can, I'll link to it on SantaFeRadioCafe.org, and that's good until tomorrow.
That's right. Yeah, the Kickstarter campaign. We were asking for $10,000, and we hit it, which is
amazing.
Thank you,
Santa Fe.
Yeah,
we did reach it,
and we still have a couple thousand more to go for this stretch goal that we were asking for, and that's to do these like this documentary series to cover some quirkier stories at a larger length.
And what we're doing,
like where did Cross of the Martyrs come from? Why is the pink church pink? What's up with that weird house on Arbor Fria that has all that stuff in the front yard?
A pink adobe is a pink adobe when it's not a pink adobe anymore.
Yeah. What's the story about
that's
a pink adobe?
That's the question I want to know.
Or like, what's up with the castle? There's a castle on Arbor Fria. So like, what's up with that castle? So we want to do a little mini documentary series. In order to do that, we need a little extra funding.
Why does that man on Arbor Fria collect all those statues?
Yeah,
that's the story I want to know.
Which...
For years, you know which house I'm talking about.
I know,
I hope he's listening.
And actually, that was recently written about in the Santa Fe Reporter. But anyway, it's all the Santa Fe Stories project. They're at santafestories.com. Vince Cadlebeck and Victor Romero, unfortunately, it's time to go, but I want to thank you both so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you so very much for inviting us.
Yeah.